In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The cities of St. Joseph and Benton Harbor will commemorate the 125th anniversary of the deadly York Opera House fire. The St. Joseph City Commission approved the closure of Lake Street and Port Street from Ship to State Streets starting at 6 a.m. on Monday, September 6th, and then reopening it by 10:30 a.m.
Personally, I think this is a fabulous event. It's 125 years of this tragedy, but it's wonderful how you're able to tie in, of course, both communities who equally lost firemen, 7 from St. Joe and 12 from Benton Harbor City.
The Morton House will invite both public safety offices to lay a wreath, read the names of the lost firefighters with a 555 bell ringing, and the recitation of the fireman's prayer. That'll be held at the Fireman's Monument in Lake Bluff Park near the John Eisenhower Bandshell. The city will send a ladder truck to 6th and Territorial in Benton Harbor, which was the site of the York Opera House. Plastic fire hats and sticker badges will also be provided for kids. A book on the tragedy will be published later in July. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has toured flood-damaged areas in Metro Detroit after declaring a state of emergency over the weekend. Whitmer said improvements must be made to the area's infrastructure, or flooding events like this are going to keep happening.
These recessed freeways, right, in the midst of climate change that is real and underinvestment infrastructure, our job is to try to solve it here in Michigan, and I'll continue to try to get some partnership out of the legislature, because this is a problem for all of us. It's about safety. It's about our commerce. It's about our economy. And it's so critical that we have long-term solutions.
Whitmer wants residents to know that help is on the way. South Haven is dealing with sewer overflows. The golf course lift station had to discharge raw wastewater intermittently starting at 8 a.m. on Friday and ending at about 12:30 a.m. on Sunday due to the rain. About 10,000 gallons went into the Black River. Starting Saturday at 9 p.m. and ending approximately 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, the South Haven Area Water Sewer Authority Wastewater Treatment Plant discharged partially treated wastewater to the Black River in the amount of roughly 100,000 gallons. The sewer system overflows are directly related to the inflow and infiltration of surface water into the collection system. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.